Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
And today we welcome in Barb Spies, Director of Mission Services and Pastoral Care at Felician Village. Now, Barb, we talked before on the show, so you're in here for what we're calling Catholic Sisters Week. And tell us, what is Catholic Sisters Week?
Yeah, well, so Catholic Sisters Week is coming up. It's March 8th through 14th, and Felician Village is a ministry that's sponsored by the Felician Sisters of North America. These women started this particular ministry about 138 years ago. During Catholic Sisters Week, we get to celebrate the sisters for all that they do. Sisters are vowed women who give a public witness to Christ through a diversity of all kinds of ministerial works. They teach, they are involved in pastoral care, health care, retreat ministries, spirituality programs, and all kinds of other outreach efforts. And they often work on the front lines of global change. You know, you might think of them as quiet, but no. They are striving to improve various aspects of society, especially for people who are on the margins. So today, this can mean efforts to work on the climate crisis, or to work for immigration reform, or upholding human rights and other social justice concerns. So during this week, we're going to be shining the spotlight on these women religious and the way they work, and celebrate them for the way that they light up hope in our communities and call attention to the new world that sisters call into being each and every day through their service and their ministry. We'll be shining the spotlight on how they raise up the world with experiences and the stories of these women religious. And we'll recall memories that bring joy to people who are formed by the sisters, and also highlight women who are choosing to go into a vocation of religious life today.
You know, they do so much at Felician Village. And do you get to see them on a daily basis?
They do. I mean, the sisters are everywhere. And it's funny. I mean, we are so blessed to have three Felician sisters at Felician Village, and they are all over campus all the time. They have done wonderful things throughout their lives. These three women in particular served in educational settings, and now they serve here at this ministry, and they're caring for residents, they're caring for staff. Their primary work is pastoral care. They visit people, they listen to their stories and their hopes and their fears. They pray for all the residents and staff. They participate in activities across the whole facility. They help transport residents to the chapel and to different activities that we have for life enrichment. They keep track of the sacraments and the visits and make sure that each resident is getting the spiritual care that they need. They visit with family members when they come on site. They coordinate necessities that are related to the Catholic Mass. Just today, they helped out with a funeral that we had on site. Their pastoral care is really, really for all people connected to the ministry here.
Boy, connected is a good word. It sounds like the sisters keep everybody connected and everybody in the right direction, and that's a fantastic thing. So how is Felician Village going to celebrate Catholic Sisters Week?
Well, one of the first things we're going to do is have a prayer service. The nice thing about offering support for people from many faith traditions is that we can create a service that is open and welcoming for all. And so residents and staff are welcome to attend. This prayer service is one where we'll hear some words from Scripture, and we'll also hear some readings from the foundress of the Felician Sisters. Her name was Blessed Mary Angela Truskowska from Poland. We'll sing some hymns, and we'll offer prayers for the sisters and for their ministries all across North America, and specifically at the way they work here at Felician Village. These are some of the humblest people you will find, and so it's really nice to offer prayers for the wonderful things that they have done. We're also going to take the sisters out to a special lunch in town and let them know they're appreciated. They're very humble, like I said, and they would rather, you know, not be served, but I think it's nice to have a special moment for them. We're also going to have some posts on our social media to let people know what the Felician Sisters do in North America and specifically right here in Manitowoc. The Felician Village Facebook page is a great way for people to learn more about the ministry and what the sisters do all the time.
Wow, you get to take them out and, well, show them a whole lot of love. But how are the sisters going to respond to all this pampering?
They kind of shun the pampering.
Uh-huh.
But they like to know that we care for them. It's not really their style to seek, you know, praise and notice for what they do. And maybe that's what makes it really special to offer that recognition for them. They don't, you know, expect it. I think what they're going to enjoy the most about this week is that opportunity to visit people from across Felician Village who stop in to say hello and give them a warm smile, and they love knowing that the community is praying for them. They hold the whole community up in prayer, and it's really nice for them to know that people are praying for them as well.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. So a big question here, what's going to make the sisters happy?
Well, these are really happy women. I'm really blessed to be working with them each day, and I am so amazed about how they're so focused on serving others. They are happy to listen to people and to hear their stories and to ask them about their lives. You know, they look at each person they talk to with that rapt attention, and they demonstrate really loving care. They have great senses of humor. I spend a lot of time in laughter with them. They're joyful women. And these are women who stand with the poor, with immigrants, who teach children, who fight injustice. They heal the sick. They share spirituality. They empower women. They defend the planet and promote peace. They're all about creating community and offering hope. And it's so good to celebrate them and to see them happy.
Well, we'll have to pass along best wishes during this Catholic Sisters Week. Barbara, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. It was great.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaVillage.org to learn more.